Morning. We are continuing our discussion of Mashiach ben Yosef because the Arizal interpreted the Gemara, which said that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot et Chizkiah Mashiach, Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach as referring to Mashiach ben Yosef. We have one outstanding question, which is, but Chizkiah is from the tribe of Yehuda. Mir Hashem, we will answer that question tomorrow. Yesterday, Yitzi asked a question. Does B'nai Ephraim leaving Mitzrayim early have anything to do with Mashiach ben Yosef coming before the Geula? And I said that it wouldn't surprise me if somebody makes that connection. And sure enough, somebody makes that connection. Somebody besides you. So a Sefer, contemporary Sefer called Magdil Ishuot Malko, Inyanei Shnei HaMashichin, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David, Alpi Rabotenu Ramchal VeHagra. The Sefer about the subject of Mashiach Ben Yosef and Mashiach Ben David, based on the writings of the Ramchal and the Gra and lots of Zohars. So a lot of the Sefer we don't understand, but I will be sharing, including answering the question that we're going to answer tomorrow, will be from this Sefer as well. And the author's name, by the way, is Aryeh Shapira. He lives in the old city of Yerushalayim. He's married to a granddaughter of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, son-in-law of Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. That's all I know about him. But as far as your question, so he cites the Gemara. The Gemara says, the first green tab that I put in for you, on page Samach Vav of the Ein Yaakov Mivar, Man ninhu meitim shechayah Yechezkel, who were the mesim that Yechezkel brought back to life? Amar Rav, elu b'nei Ephraim, shmanu laketz v'ta'u. These are b'nei Ephraim who calculated the end of the exile in Egypt and made a mistake. Shemar, b'nei Ephraim, shutalach, uvered, b'nova, etc. It lists children of Ephraim, and it says they were killed by the people of Gat, which is in the land of the Plishtim. Vaitabel Ephraim of Yamim Rabim, and Ephraim mourned for many days. Incidentally, yesterday I mentioned the number 30,000. I'm sure I got that from somewhere, but the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says that there were 200,000 B'nai Ephraim who left Mitzrayim and were killed. So Rav Shapira writes that the B'nai Ephraim made a mistake and thought that just like there's a Mashiach ben Yosef who comes before Mashiach ben David, well, they thought that since there's a Mashiach ben Yosef who comes before Mashiach ben David, that Mashiach ben Yosef can operate independently, and that they are B'nai Yosef, and therefore they will have a Geula before everybody else. If you look at the second tab that I put in, on page Tzadi Vav, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis in the Gemara, says, Mashiach, Dichti V'Nacha Alav Ruach Hashem. Mashiach will have a spirit of Hashem on him. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. In the section of the dry bones in Yechezkel, which is in Perek Lamed Vav, I'm sorry, Perek Lamed Zion in Yechezkel, it starts out, Haita alav alai, there was on me, Yechezkel Yad Hashem, Vayotzi'eni Beruach Hashem, he took me out with the spirit of Hashem. Same words as it says about Mashiach ben David, Ruach Hashem. He put me in the valley, and it's full of bones. And he says, Ko'amar Hashem Elokim latzalot ha'ela. So said Hashem Elokim to these bones. Hine ani mevi b'chem ruach v'chitem. I will bring with you into you a ruach, and you will live. So the Zohar says that this ruach that came upon the dry bones is the ruach of Mashiach ben David. So, according to the opinion that these were the Bnei Ephraim who left Mitzrayim early and were killed because they thought that Mashiach ben Yosef could operate independently, what brought them back to life was having the Ruach Hashem, which is the spirit of Mashiach ben David, imbued into them. And Rosh Shapira points out that the immediately following section in Sefer Yechezkel is a section that we're going to talk about again in the course of discussing Mashiach ben Yosef. It's after from Parshas Vayigash, where Yosef and Yehuda are reunited. Yehuda is the ancestor of David. Yosef is the ancestor of Mashiach ben Yosef, and they're reunited. And it says, "Vayhi devar Hashem elai lemor, v'ata ben adam kach lecha etz echad, take one tree, uchtov alav Yehuda, v'livnei sol chavirav, write on it Yehuda and the tribes that are with him, and take an ulkach lecha etz echad, and take another tree, uchtov alav Yosef etz Ephraim, v'chol beit sol chavirav, and write on the other tree, on the other piece of wood, Yosef and Ephraim, and those tribes that are with him, v'karav otam echad al echad, and bring them close one to the other." And there'll be one in your hand. So that is referring to the ultimate reunification of the kingdoms of Yehuda and Yisrael, which split. And we saw yesterday explanation that the reason there is a Mashiach ben Yosef is to atone for the 10 northern tribes splitting off of Yehuda under the leadership of Yeravam ben Nevat, who was from Yosef. So it's not a coincidence, according to this understanding, that this comes immediately after the dry bones. The dry bones were the tribe of Ephraim that left Egypt prematurely because they thought that Yosef could operate independently of the other tribes. Hashem brings them back to life by putting in them the Ruach Hashem, which is this expression that we find by Mashiach ben David, v'nacha alav ruach Hashem. And in the very next section in Yechezkel is the two pieces of wood being brought together to symbolize the reunification. So, thank you. That was an excellent observation yesterday about this possible connection. Now we will go back to the regularly scheduled program, which is yesterday we went through Midrashim and Gemaras about Mashiach ben Yosef. Today, let's run through Rishonim and early Achronim regarding Mashiach ben Yosef. So the first is Rav Sadia Gaon in his Sefer HaNivchar B'Emunot U'Vedeot, more commonly known as just Emunos V'Deos, in section 8, Ma'amar Shmini, chapter 5. He says that, so he adds a piece of information that we didn't have before, which comes from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, but there it's not connected with Mashiach ben Yosef. Rav Sadia Gaon says that a man will arise from the tribe of Yosef in the mountains of the Galilee, and remnants of the nation will gather around him. And he will turn his face towards the Beis Hamikdash, which is in the possession of the Romans. Now, in Rav Sadia Gaon's time, Rav Sadia Gaon lived in the 10th century. The Yerushalayim was at that point not in the hands of the Romans. It was in the hands of the Muslims. That was before the Crusades. So his tradition was that the Romans, meaning the Christians, would attack and capture Yerushalayim and before Mashiach ben Yosef came. And that did indeed happen, that they captured Yerushalayim. You know, the Crusades, Yerushalayim went back and forth between the Christians and the Muslims. Unfortunately, the rest of, or a lot of the rest of what Rav Sadia Gaon writes did not come true, but that was the tradition that he had. And Mashiach ben Yosef will live in Yerushalayim for a certain amount of time. And then he will be attacked by a man named Armilus, or Aramlus Lius. And he will fight them. And Aramlus will capture the city and take prisoners and kill people. And this man from the descendants of Yosef will be one of those who are killed. And it will be great troubles in that time. And the worst thing will be that the people, that all the nations will chase the Jews out into deserts, wildernesses, and they will be hungry and oppressed. Some of that as well could be a description of the Crusades, because lots of cities in Europe, the Jews were, and throughout Europe over the centuries following the Crusades, the Jews were constantly being chased out of town, chased out of their country. We're very familiar with the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. There was also an expulsion of Jews from England, expulsion of Jews from France, from Portugal, in lots of places. So we don't know for sure if that's what his tradition was referring to. We do know that Mashiach didn't come at that time. Many, because of the suffering, many Jews will leave the faith. And those who are left behind will be refined. Then Eliyahu Navi will appear to them, and the redemption will come. So he says, "V'charsha shamati dvarim elo." After I heard these things, this is an oral tradition that Rav Sadia Gaon had. Rav Sadia Gaon is only 500 years after the Gemara was written. A lot of Torah was still oral in those days. Even though the Gemara was written, there was still a lot of oral traditions, and this was an oral tradition that Rav Sadia Gaon had. He says, after I heard this, hitponanti vakatuv, I looked carefully at the psukim, matzati bo makom l'chol nikudamihem, and I found a pasuk hinting to every single statement that I just made. Utchilash arom ikhu et beit migdash, bizman Yeshua, first that the Romans will take the Beis Hamikdash in the time of the redemption. Shenemar v'alu moshim v'atzion shvot harisav, it says that the redeemers will go up to Har Tzion to judge the mountain of Esav. Esav is Rome. Esav is the Christians. Right? Today, Har Tzion, there's a place in Yerushalayim we call Har Tzion. That's actually a historical mistake. In Tanakh, Har Tzion refers to Har HaMoriah, the Temple Mount, not to the next mountain over that we call Mount Zion today. But it's not in the hands of Esav. It's in the hands of Ishmael. So you see from this pasuk that before the redeemers come, the mountain will be back in the hands of the Christians. And how do we know that the battle will be fought, the battle against Rome will be fought by a descendant of Rachel, namely Yosef, who is a descendant of Rachel? Shinemar, because it says, Lachain Shimu Atzat Hashem Asher Ya'atz Al Edom, Umach Shvotav Asher Chashav Al Yoshvei Teiman, Im Lo Yischavum Tzirei Hatzon. It says, listen to the plan of Hashem that he has against Edom, who will be defeated by the young of the flock. Who are the young of the flock? Yosef and Binyamin, the children of Rachel. They're the youngest children of Yaakov. How do we know that Mashiach and Yosef will have only a small following? Because it says, I will take you one from a city and two from a family, meaning a small group of people. How do we know that the conqueror will win at first? Because it says, Hine yom bal Hashem v'chalak shlalech v'kerbech v'amar v'asafti kol gvim v'ushlam v'chama. It says that I will divide the booty and bring all the nations to Yerushalayim for war, etc. How do I know that the leader, who we're calling Mashiach ben Yosef, will be killed, and that there will be a eulogy for him? So that pasuk we saw yesterday, quoted in the Gemara in Sukkah, it says that there will be a great eulogy, and so on. So he says at the end, Nimtzak yisadot ha'dvarim ha'elam forshim kolam mikra. So all of these ideas are found explicitly in psukim. You just have to know where to look. As I mentioned yesterday, there's many psukim talk about Mashiach ben David. There are no psukim that explicitly mention the term Mashiach ben Yosef. Doesn't appear in Tanakh. When it says Mashiach, it either just means an anointed one, an important person, or referring to Mashiach ben David, the person we call the Mashiach. There's no explicit reference in Tanakh to Mashiach ben Yosef. But if you know where to look, you can see it. And he ends this chapter saying, Yishtabach mishe tiv lanu, praise is the one who did good for us. Bakdimolo dielanu tatzarat elu kdesh lo yavo aleinu pit'om bigrumu lanu yiush. Praiseworthy is Hashem, who told us in advance about all the troubles that we're going to have so that we don't give up hope when the troubles come. That is something to thank Hashem for. At the end of Az Yashir. It's not part of Az Yashir. It's a pasuk in Ovadia. Ve'alu Moshiim v'har Tzion. Redeemers will arise in Har Tzion, lishpot et Har Esav, to judge the mountain of Esav. Vayital Hashem Amulcha, and kingdom will be Hashem's. That's the pasuk.
That doesn't seem to fit in with the way current events.
Correct. Tell you two things. One, in his time also, as I pointed out, it was ruled by Yishmael, and it changed again. And number two, until it happens, we won't know what it means. When it happens, we'll know. We don't need to speculate about how it's going to happen. And that's going to be a constant theme as long as we are learning this parak and talking about Mashiach. When it happens, it will happen. We don't need to speculate about how it's going to happen. You do see that Rav Sadia Gaon wrote that in a time when Har HaBayis was controlled by Muslims, and later in history, it did come into the hands of Christians. Later, it went back to the Muslims and changed hands a number of times. After that, there was the British mandate. There was in the hands of Christians. Maybe it's referring to the United Nations. I mean, maybe it's referring to something we haven't imagined yet. Just like many nevuos, we're referring to things that people couldn't imagine. We don't know. Who knows? When it happens, it will happen. He then goes on and says that all of the events of Mashiach ben Yosef will only happen if we don't do tshuva. If we do tshuva, they won't happen at all. If Mashiach ben Yosef comes, he will be someone who will lead us on the right path. But maybe Mashiach ben Yosef won't come at all. And Mashiach ben David will take the place of finishing getting us on the right path. It all depends whether we do tshuva or not. All this suffering might not be necessary. So that's another answer to your question. Maybe it won't happen because maybe it won't be necessary. We just don't know. When it happens, we'll see. Yirtzeh Hashem will be zocha to see and understand when it happens instead of either not being around or being oblivious to it. Incidentally, go back a little bit. We will discuss this further when later in the Gemara we talk about the whole concept of calculating when Mashiach will come. But Rav Sadia Gaon did have a calculation of when Mashiach would come. let's just say, passed a long time ago. We'll go through the exact calculations another time. Similarly, the Ramban in Sefer HaGaula Shar HaRevi'i going to give us a calculation of when Mashiach will come. That time also passed a long time ago. Just like we saw the Abarbanel had a calculation that Mashiach was going to come in 1503, and it didn't. We'll talk about this another time. The Ramban says, V'amar, the Pasuk says, U'me'et Husar HaTamid B'Chorban HaBayit, from the time that the Tamid will stop, which refers to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Ad Teta Shikut Sheisiroto Shamein V'Kalamin HaOlam, until Hashem destroys the enemy, essentially, Shanim Elef Matayim V'Tishim will be 1,290 years. Ki Azid Galah Mashiach Ben Ephraim, that's when Mashiach Ben Ephraim, another name for Mashiach Ben Yosef, will be revealed. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 70. 1,290 years. This is derived from a pasuk, the 1,290 years. So 70 plus 1290 is 1,360. Mashiach ben Ephraim, Mashiach ben Yosef will come, according to Ramban, in the year 1,360. Didn't happen. Or at least, if it did happen, it didn't work out the way it's supposed to. Asher anachnu mekablim v'onyenu, v'yitein shikut shomeim, and he will make the abomination desolate, in other words, destroy the enemy. And about him it says in Pirkei Hechalos, we quoted this medrash yesterday, after the Shiur Yitzi asked about the history of this medrash, and I said it was first printed in 1889, and that's true, it was first printed in 1889, however the Ramban, who lived in the 1200s, was aware of it, and quotes it here. So, gives it legitimacy. Kiyarvaim Shana Yelech V'Kabetz Min Dachim says that Mashiach ben Ephraim will spend 40 years gathering the dispersed V'Lachem V'Chamot, and he will fight wars V'Yamut B'Mochemet Gog, and he'll die in the War of Gog. Now we saw, or yesterday, as well as Rav Sadia Gaon, several different traditions about whether, according to the Medrash Vayosha that we saw yesterday, Mechemes Gog is separate. And Mashiach ben Yosef will come after and be killed by this Armilus or Aramlorius. So, again, we don't know. When it happens, it happens. If it happens, Rav Sadia Gaon said it might not happen. We'll see others in the coming days who will say it might not happen. But it will all start in the year approximately 1360, according to Ramban. Ad shitgaleh Mashiach ben David, until Mashiach ben David will reveal himself, v'natzeach otam, and he will defeat Gog u'Magog, v'yasfenu osef shalem, he will gather us in fully, v'taher otanu, and purify us, v'az nimaleit k'chol ha'nitzak k'tuv b'sefer ha'nevi'im, and then we will escape from all suffering, all the prophecies will come true. The process of Mashiach ben David gathering in the exiles will take 5 years. That's not the picture we probably grew up with of Mashiach blowing the shofar and 2 seconds later we'll all be in Yerushalayim. Ramban says it will take 5 years. These are the 45 days referred to in the Pasuk, which says, Ashrei HaMechakev Yagia LeYamim 1335. There's a psukim in Daniel, when Daniel prophesies, if he was a prophet, which we discussed at length in previous Shurim, or saw a vision of when the Geula would be, he mentions the number 1290, he mentions the number 1335. If you remember yesterday, we mentioned the numbers 40 and 45. So now we understand what those numbers are. 45 is the difference between the two numbers that Daniel mentions, 1290 and 1335. That's 45. It's the difference between when Mashiach ben Ephraim will come, according to Ramban. It's the difference between when Mashiach ben Yosef first comes and when Mashiach ben David finishes his mission. That's 45 years. And 40 years is the difference between when Mashiach ben Yosef first appears and when Mashiach ben David first appears. So again, according to Ramban, those years were 1360 and 1400. And sadly, they did not come true. As we see many times, I've mentioned this before, and we'll discuss this in another shiur, around the time that different calculations say Mashiach will come, bad things happen. So the Rabbanel said Mashiach was going to come between 1490 and 1573. In 1492, the Jews were expelled from Spain. Ramban is saying Mashiach is going to come around 1395, 1400. In 1391, the Jews were expelled from France. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. But it's interesting to note. There's a sefer called Avkat Rochel, written by Rabbeinu Machir ben Rabbi Yitzchak ben Sar Chesed, Talmid Rabbi Yehuda ben Harosh. So the Rosh, it's the Talmud commentator and posek who appears in the back of the Gemara. He lived in the early 1300s. And this is a student of the Rosh's son, so probably in the late 1300s. And he writes that paralleling the Aseres HaDibros, there are 10 signs that Hashem will give us before Mashiach comes. And he lists them. We're not going to read all 10 now. Number 6 is Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Edom Harsha Al Kol HaOlam. The wicked Edom will rule over the entire world. Moshe Amarnu Lamala, as we said above, Vayakom Melech Echad V'Romi, and a king will arise in Rome. Vayimloch Al Kol HaOlam Tisha Chodashim, he'll rule over the entire world for 9 months. V'yachriv Medinot Rabot, and destroy many nations. V'yichar Apol Yisrael, he will take out his anger or his viciousness on Yisrael. V'yashlich Aleihem Mas Gadol, and impose a great tax on them. There will be great suffering at that time from all the decrees and so on. And there will be nobody to help. At the end of 9 months, Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef will be revealed. Ushmo Nehemiah ben Chushiel. His name is Nehemiah ben Chushiel. We saw that yesterday in the Pirkei Hechalos. Im Shevet Ephraim Menashe ben Yamin. He will come with the descendants of Rachel, Ephraim, Menashe, and the tribes of Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, Umiktsat b'nei Gad, and also some of the tribe of Gad. I don't know why. B'sholmim Yisrael, Shmuchol v'nosh Sheba Mashiach Hashem, the Jews will hear, all over the world will hear that Mashiach has come. Umiktsim elav ma'at mikol medina mikol ir, and a few from each city and from each nation will gather to him. That's similar to what Rabbi Sadi Gaon said. He quotes Pasuk in Yirmiyah that Rasadi Gaon quoted. V'yavo Mashiach ben Yosef, and he will come. V'yigarev mechatoim melech Adom, he'll fight with the king of Rome. V'yinatzeach et Adom, and he'll defeat Rome. V'yarog mehem tilei tilim, and he'll kill mountains and mountains of Romans. V'yarog et melech Adom, he'll kill the king of Rome. V'yachriv medinat Romi, and destroy the city of Rome. V'yotzik tzad klei beit Midash, shem kunduzim beit Julianus Kesar. He will take the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, which are hidden in the palace of Julius Caesar. Today, there are people who believe that the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash are hidden in the Vatican. That's also in Rome. So it's the same neighborhood. V'yavol Yerushalayim, he'll come to Yerushalayim. V'yishmu Yisrael v'yikavtzu elav. The Jews will hear and gather to him. U'melech Mitzrayim yashlim imo. Egypt will make peace with him. That's interesting. The first one to make peace will be Egypt. V'yarog kol anshei medinot asher sfivat Yerushalayim ad Damascus v'Ashkelon. He'll kill all the goyim around Yerushalayim from Damascus to Ashkelon, Damascus in the north, Ashkelon in the south. Yishmu kol anshei olam, the whole world will hear, v'yipol imag dol alehem, and be in terror. Then the seventh sign is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of wonders and the creator of all things, will bring forth a person called Armilus. The name, you may have noticed I was struggling with it before. It's because it's spelled differently in different Sfarim. Here it's spelled Armilus, Aleph Resh Mem Yud Lamed Vav Samech, but in Rasadi Gaon it was, the Yud was after the Lamed. So that's why, so I don't know how Rasadi Gaon would have pronounced it. He will come to Rome and he will say, I am Mashiach, and people will believe him. And all of the people of Esav will connect with him, will join with him. And he will send a message to Nehemiah ben Chushiel, Mashiach ben Yosef, and say, bring me your Torah. And and I will show you that I am God. And Nehemiah ben Yehoshua will get up with 30,000 warriors, and they will read the Torah, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, I am Hashem your God, Lo Yelecha Lokim Achirim Alfanai, there is no other God. They will have this a debate about what it says in the Torah, and Nehemiah ben Hushiel and his 30,000 soldiers will get up and fight with Armilus and kill 200,000 of his soldiers, and this will make Armilus angry, and he will come in battle, and Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed, but Armilus will not know that he's killed, because if he knew that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed, he would wipe out the Jewish people entirely, which obviously is not what Hashem wants. Then the Jews will run to hide in the desert and the wilderness for 45 years. Again, the 45 years is hinted to in the two psukim in Daniel, one that refers to 1290 years and one that refers that says, praiseworthy is the one who waits for 1,335 days. So the difference is 45. Those are the 45 years that the Jews will be in hiding after Mashiach ben Yosef is killed by Armilus. That is the Avkat Rochel of Rabbeinu Machir. You see some similarities, some differences. Again, not to beat a dead horse. When it happens, if it happens, Rav Sadia Gaon is not the only one who says it might not happen. So far, everything we've seen has been very literal interpretations. Mashiach ben Yosef is a person, a warrior. There will be a battle. He will be killed in battle. Tomorrow we'll start to see the Arizal and others, less literal interpretations of the whole thing. It's not a physical battle at all. Maybe not even a person. That might not be tomorrow. That might be later. Question? No. Armilus is a non-Jewish king. We don't know who he is. He will claim to be Mashiach, but according to Rabbeinu Machir. No, Armilus is the person who will kill Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David will come after, the way all of these sources understand. The Barbanel, one of the Sfarim in his trilogy on Mashiach, Sefer called Mashmiah Yeshua, in which he goes through all the prophets in order and just points out things that they say about Mashiach. He refers to Mashiach ben Yosef a number of times. First, in Sefer Yechezkel, he brings the psukim that I mentioned earlier, which is Aftorah from Parshas Vayigash, where Yechezkel is told to take a tree representing Yehuda and a tree representing Ephraim, and to bring a branch of a tree, and to bring them close together, signifying the reunification of the tribes. And he asks the psukim there. Yechezkel Lamed Zayin says, "Vayidvar Hashem elai lemor. Hashem spoke to me saying, Adam Yehuda, take one tree and write on it Yehuda, and take another tree Yosef and write on it Yosef, and bring them close together. When the people say to you, lemor, what are you doing? People are going to see you. You're doing this in public, and they're going to say, what are you doing? Say to them, I'm taking the tree of Yosef in the hands of Ephraim, and I'm putting on top of it the tree of Yehuda, I'm making them into one tree. What just happened in the Psukim? He was told to take a tree and write Yehuda, and he was told to take a tree and write Yosef. But then when people ask him what he's doing, he should say, this is the tree of Yosef, and I'm putting the tree of Yehuda on it. Yosef first. So Barbanel says that why is Yosef first? Because it's alluding to Mashiach ben Yosef, who will come first and will work together with Mashiach ben David, not necessarily at the same time, if Mashiach ben Yosef is killed before Mashiach ben David comes. But the fact that he mentions Yosef first and puts Yehuda on top shows that Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef will come first, but Mashiach ben David from the tribe of Yehuda will be primary. That is Yair Barmanel's explanation. And he says that once the kingdoms are united, once the tribes that divided are united, so v'kivein v'zesh lo yu od b'yisra chiluk machuyot, that there will not no longer be two kingdoms, machut yudah, machut yisrael, lo tiyev v'neim eivav sina, and there will be no more hatred, kasher hayav v'yotam alad matam, as there was when they were on the land. V'lefi shechiluk machuyot lo ba ki'im v'rishat ha'melachim, and because the hatred came from the kings, Gam sinatam vivatam vamrishat ha'am. Lachein amar shlo ye od l'shnei goyim. Therefore it says there won't be two more nations. In other words, I think he's alluding to is, we know the Beis HaMikdash was, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The root of Sinas Chinam is goes back to the division of the nation in way at the beginning of the first Beis HaMikdash. And once that's fixed, then everything will be fixed. The end of Sinas Chinam. In Sefer Hosea, in Sefer Mashmiya Yeshua, commenting on Sefer Hosea, the Rabbanel says, without taking the time to go into the Pesukim there, but he makes a statement that there will be war between Edom and Yishmael, between Edom is the Christians, Yishmael is the Muslims. Elu al elu l'milchama. They'll have war. V'ikavsu gam kim b'nei Yudah b'nei Yisrael yachad v'samu lohem rosh echad shu Mashiach ben Yosef shiyamut potam achama. And the Jews will get mixed up in this war led by Mashiach ben Yosef, and he will be killed in that war. Now, the Barmanel was after the Crusades, so we don't know what he was referring to there. Unlike Rosh Gaon, who we could speculate was had a tradition about the Crusades that would be 100 years after Rosh Gaon died. What are we saying?
That seems to fit in better with current
folklore. We could hope. We don't know. So let's not stop every time to speculate. When it happens, hopefully we'll know. Later in speaking about Sefer Yoshua, the Abarbanel says that in the future, Sefer Hosea rather, I think I said Yoshua, Sefer Hosea, the Rabbanel says, in the future, the Jews will regret that their ancestors divided the kingdoms, and therefore they will accept David, but the way it will come about is that they will be led by someone from Ephraim, and he will be killed, and so they will finally realize, once Mashiach ben Yosef is killed, the Jews who still thought that dividing Yehuda and Yosef was a good thing will finally get the message that it's not a good thing, we need one king, and that will be Mashiach ben David. And lastly, speaking about Sefer Zechariah, he says that Mashiach ben Yosef will not die because of any sin, and that when he is killed, Hashem will be very angry and will take revenge on the Goyim. Consistent with the things he wrote before and other things that we've seen, I think he means he won't die because of any sin of his or any sin of that time, but as I think the Chassam Sofer said, Chassam Sofer is much later than the Abarbanel, but there was a Chassam Sofer we saw yesterday who said that it will be a kapara for the sin of splitting the kingdom between Yehuda and Yosef. What comes out of all of this is that the idea of have a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben Yehuda ben David parallels the splitting of the kingdom and the reunification at the end of time, as alluded to in the Nevuah of Yechezkel that we read part of about the two trees bringing them back together. We will talk about that more, I think, tomorrow. But those are essentially the highlights of the kind of the literal interpretation of Mashiach ben Yosef and a war in which he will be killed whether it's Mechamas Gog Umagog, or it's a different war of this Armilus, whoever he is. Tomorrow we will take a different approach, although starting with, we'll start tomorrow with the Maharal, who sort of is closer to the literal approach, and then we'll go in a different direction. Have a good day.